これから2023年度第1回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Do you mind if I sit here?
Number 2. Thank you so much for your help. Number 3.
I'm so sorry to bother you with this.
Number 4. What a beautiful house you have. Number 5.
We should have left earlier.
Number 6. Would you like to join us this evening? Number 7.
Why don't we invite Tim?
Number 8. I wonder whether it'll snow tomorrow. Number 9.
Any plans this holiday season?
Number 10. Have you ever tried edible insects? Two. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
Wow, the weather is perfect today. What a shame we have to be stuck in this building for the whole day.
Yeah, I envy our foreign counterparts who can work remotely.
Let's at least take a walk outside during lunchtime.
Question. What is most likely the relationship between the man and the woman? Number 12. How was your date last week?
A disaster. My extremely shy date insisted that we wait in line in almost complete silence for 3 hours to eat at some popular ramen restaurant he found on Instagram.
I'm surprised you managed to wait that long. Question. How did the woman feel about her date? Number 13.
Why do you wake up so early every day? What do you need to do so early in the morning?
I have a 1-hour morning routine that I go through. I lift weights for 30 minutes, read 10 pages of a self-help book, meditate for 10 minutes, and then write out my plan for the day.
No wonder you're such a successful businessman.
Question. What is one thing the man does in his morning routine? Number 14. I always feel so bad throwing away all this food.
I know, right? But if we donated all our leftover food to a food bank or charity, we could get sued if someone eats our food and gets sick.
Actually, that's always been a fear based on zero evidence. I read in a newspaper somewhere that no restaurant or organization has ever had a lawsuit brought against them for donating food. Question. Where do both the man and woman most likely work? Number 15.
Did you hear about the government's new plans to increase funding for childcare to encourage more couples to have kids?
No, but I'm not surprised considering how low the birth rate has gotten these past few years. Our birth rate is less than one. That's even lower than Japan and Singapore.
Wow, it's that bad? Isn't the replacement rate like 2.1? At this rate, there won't be any people left in our country in 100 years.
Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 16.
Peter, congratulations! You did it! Your family must be so proud of you.
Thank you, Mrs. Parker. I really couldn't have gotten through all my classes without your help.
I just gave you the resources, but you are the one who did all the work. Give yourself some credit. You deserve it.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Number 17. It's such a shame the pitcher for the Hawks is retiring because of an arm injury. All the fans must be so disappointed.
There's more to the story, though. Apparently, he's suing his doctors because he thinks they didn't properly treat him and allowed him to continue training, which then caused permanent damage to his arm.
Oh, wow. I can see why he wants to sue, but I feel bad for his doctors, though. I'd be so scared to be a doctor if my patients could bring a lawsuit against me so easily. Question. What does the man think about the situation? Number 18. Hi, I'm calling to ask about my electricity bill. There must be some sort of billing mistake. This price is way too high, even though my usage was the same as in previous months.
Sir, I understand your frustration, but I just checked your account, and I'm afraid that your electricity bill is $10,000 for January. But we can offer you a longer payment plan that will give you 3 months to pay off this bill. Does that work for you?
I can't pay this bill even if you give me a year. Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Number 19.
My son just started first grade a few months ago, and now he refuses to speak any language besides English at home. At this rate, I'm scared he won't be able to communicate with my parents when he visits them in China every summer.
Have you thought of enrolling him in a language immersion program? Your family speaks Mandarin, right? There are a few public elementary schools in our area that have a Mandarin immersion program. Students learn in Mandarin for half the day and in English for the other half.
Wow, I didn't even know those schools existed.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 20. Hi, I have a family member who is a victim of a romance scam, and I'd like to file a scam report. How should I go about doing that?
We don't directly handle romance scams here at the police station. But what you can do is go to the FBI website and file a report there. Here is the information you'll need to access the site. And here are some educational materials on how to avoid online scammers in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Question. What is the man most likely going to do next? 3. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. My sister is coming to visit with her newborn, and I'm looking at some ads online for used baby items, but they all look so old and dirty.
What exactly are you looking for?
A baby car seat, a stroller, a crib. Those are the main items.
I see. Do you know about this Facebook group? It's a group where parents in this area give away their baby items for free because they don't need them anymore. Look at this post. This lady is giving away a bathtub and a high chair. From the pictures, it seems the items are very lightly used.
Wow, that's super helpful. I'll definitely check it out. Number 21. Which of the following is the man not looking for? Number 22. What does the woman suggest the man join? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, I'm planning a family vacation to Japan next March. Do you have any recommendations on where to go to see the cherry blossoms?
What are the dates you're planning for?
We're planning to go to Tokyo in early March for 8 days, from the 2nd to the 9th. That's the only time my husband can take time off from work.
Early March is still a bit too cold for the cherry blossoms to bloom in Tokyo.
Oh no, I've already booked our flights.
Number 23. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 24. Why is the woman worried? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation.
Who did you pick for your famous historical figures presentation, Charlie?
I'm going to talk about Dr. Charles Drew. He was an African-American doctor and the first American Red Cross blood bank director. During World War II, the U.S. military asked him to separate the blood of white and black people. He refused to do so and resigned as director.
Wow, how brave of him.
And his research on blood storage helped to save many people during the war, too.
You sound like you're ready for your presentation. I can't wait to see it in person.
Number 25. Which of the following does the boy not mention about Charles Drew? Number 26. What does the woman think about her son's presentation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Hey, Jane, you seem a bit stressed. Is something wrong?
Oh, it's nothing. I just found out I'm expecting, so I decided to stop drinking coffee, but ever since, I've been feeling tired and slightly irritated.
Oh, wow. Congratulations on the new baby. But yes, I know what you're talking about. It's called caffeine withdrawal. Your symptoms should only last up to 10 days, though. So if you can stick it out for that long, you'll be okay.
I stopped my caffeine intake 3 days ago, so that means I still have a week. That feels like forever.
You can get through it. Just drink lots of decaf in the meantime. Number 27. Which of the following is probably true based on this conversation? Number 28. How much longer will the woman's symptoms last? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. Have you tried that new AI chatbot?
It's been giving my English department such a huge headache.
Oh, really? How come?
Our students are smart, so they don't just copy and paste directly from the AI chatbot. They'll change some words and examples here and there, but basically the AI does most of the hard work for them, and all they have to do is change a few words or sentences. And if they do that, our AI detection software won't be able to distinguish whether the text was AI-generated or not.
Well, that just means from now on, humans don't have to spend time writing an essay from scratch anymore. I don't really see what's the big deal. Number 29. What is most likely the woman's job? Number 30. What does the man think about AI chatbots? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Hi, everyone. This is Brandon from Daily Line TV. So for this week's Friday feature, we have Josh Reagan from Experience Radio, who's also the host of the famous Josh Reagan podcast. We will jump into the interview in a moment, but first, I'd like to give a big thank you to our sponsor over at Lending Circle. Whether it's an unexpected $20,000 medical bill or that annoying $3,000 credit card debt, sometimes a tiny bit of money can make a big difference. At Lending Circle, you can get access to low rates on loans of up to $50,000. It's easier than going to a bank, and it's a lower rate than a high-interest credit card that you can't pay back in time. Just go to LendingCircle.com, enter how much money you need, and see if you're approved. Lending Circle's process will only take 60 minutes. If approved, you can pick the offer that's right for you, and the money can be in your account in as little as 3 days. It's that simple. For over 10 years, Lending Circle has helped over 1 million customers. Go to LendingCircle.com today. Number 31. Where does the speaker work? Number 32. Who is the speaker interviewing? Number 33. What is the speaker telling the listener to do in this ad? Number 34. What is the maximum amount of money Lending Circle will lend out? Number 35. If you are approved, how fast can you receive the money? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Afternoon tea is a British tradition which began in the 1840s when Queen Victoria's friend, Anna Bedford, invited her for a light meal along with a pot of tea. In today's workshop, I will take you through all the steps you need to host your perfect afternoon tea parties at home. For the table settings, you can't go wrong with a traditional three-tier cake stand like this one. Try to decorate your table by matching with the seasons. So if it's fall, put some cute baby pumpkins on the table. Or if it's spring, then add some seasonal blooms in a small vase. Lastly, use a tablecloth, ideally white. The standard afternoon tea fare consists of pastries, light finger sandwiches, and scones. In your packet, I've included some very simple but delicious recipes for sandwiches and scones. Scones are best served fresh from the oven, so I highly recommend making them yourself. After this lecture, you'll get to taste my grandma's classic British scone recipe when we go over to the dining room to practice table etiquette. For the pastries, just save yourself the stress and buy them at your local bakery. With regard to tea, I usually serve two types: a classic tea like Earl Grey or English breakfast, and then a more unorthodox one like chamomile or jasmine.
Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. What is most likely the title of this workshop? Number 38. What will the workshop attendees get to do after the lecture? Number 39. Which food is mentioned in the talk? Number 40. How many types of teas does the speaker usually serve? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.